Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Tuesday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Kyneton today. We've got wet conditions though. It's a soft five according to the Riser website, and the rail position is out 6 metres from the 1200 to the winning post and through the remainder, and there are quite a few scratchings on today's card, and we've got two of the best in the business to find us all the winners, Warren Huntley and Harry White. Good morning to you, Warren.
Morning, Michael.
A few scratchings today. How do you see the card overall at Kyneton?
Well, I think it's pretty tough, Michael, but I was pretty keen on yesterday's meeting and I was absolutely putrid at Echuca, so hopefully I'm pleasantly surprised. I think we're actually on a soft seven.
A soft seven, is it? Okay. It's been updated to a soft seven today. That's good info. Harry, how are you?
Very good, Michael.
Is it a tricky card as far as you're concerned as well?
Yeah, look, there has been a few key scratchings, but there is a couple that I really think will be winning and one that I'm really keen on at a price.
Oh, I love it when you've got some value. Well, let's get stuck into the first race. And this is a maiden over 1,118 metres. Tan Tat Spirit is the favourite. First up from the Philip Stokes Stable, a filly by Brazen Bow, and it's at $3.30. In the first, we take out 1, 2, 3 and 5. So Tan Tat Spirit, $3.30. What's this one called? Pitcher Nun is at $3.60. Another first starter from the Danny O'Brien stable. And they dominate the market. Main Deck at $6. So what do we make with the majority of first starters in this race? Harry, have you been impressed with any of them at the jump outs?
I was actually keen on one that was scratched. But they've all shown some sort of ability. I thought that number 9, Tan Tat Spirit, won a jump out pretty nicely two back. Had a decent hit out in a hot heat for the morning most recently. We had Mr. Quickie, Glenn Fiddick were involved in that heat, and I thought the horse ran pretty well. Good jockey, good draw. I think she looks set for a nice debut. There's been a few scratchings, so very well placed here. Pitcher Nun has jumped out soundly. Didn't catch my eye per se, but was okay and I think can run well. Ultra Instinct jumped out well in her latest effort. The one prior was poor. Based on the recent one, she's in the mix. And number 11, Wit, looks to have ability based off an Echuca jump out as well. Plenty to learn here. I'll go 9, 7, 10 and 11.
9, 7, 10, 11. It looks a tricky start to the day, Warren, with a lot of unexposed form. Who did you land on?
Yeah, for that reason, Michael, there's some horses showing talent at the jump outs. We're on bordering on a heavy track on debut. Hard to be confident, but like earlier, I thought Tan Tat Spirit moved well on the jump out a couple ago and was in a very hot heat last start. Held her ground okay back in the field there. Pitcher Nun, I thought, jumped out quite nicely. Showed some speed early in a recent heat out wide on the course proper from the 2,000 metre start, and certainly held her own well enough against some talented gallopers also. Witt looks like she's got a bit to learn. She's been restrained back in the field, but she looks to have the ability to quicken, and there's some form out of her recent jump out that's holding up quite well. And I thought of the horses with a bit of race fitness and experience, maybe giftedness could be there about somewhere, but not confident in the first, Michael. 9, 7, 11, 13.
9, 7, 11 and 13, but tread warily in the first today at Kyneton. Race number 2, a maiden over 1,218 metres. Take out 1, 2, 5, 7, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18. Changing Tracks is the favourite at $4. Equal favourite with Rev Head, another first starter from the George Osborne stable. Favelle is at $4.40, and then we're down to Native Man, another first starter at $4.60. So there's not much between the top four in the market here, Warren.
No, and again, a race I'm not confident in at all, Michael. I'm going to really pick my mark today. I thought Favelle, with the benefit of a couple of runs back, should be getting fitter. And I think it's one of the stronger maidens, the race won by We Go Bam, although well beaten on that occasion. But that was at 1,000 metres. I think the step up to 1,200 metres is a positive. Just might get into a bit more of a rhythm. I've gone 9. At a 10, Native Man, he moved nicely in a recent jump out to the line without being tested. I thought he moved well enough, and buoyed by the fact that the Alton Zara camp have left him in for his debut on this soft rated track. 6, Changing Tracks, will be strong late, comes back slightly in distance here, but fitter for two runs back from a spell, and with that run in a good race behind Misconduct at Sale last start at 1400 metres, should be strong here at the end of 1200. And 4, He's God's Gift, was big odds but ran well first up and will be fitter. 9, 10, 6, 4.
9, 10, 6 and 4. Who did you like in the second, Harry?
I'm going with He's God's Gift. Was unwanted in betting first up, but ran a good third behind subsequent winner Dreams and Schemes. Gap back to fourth place getter Barkia, who spanked rivals at Donald thereafter. He'll be up on the pace, which should prove advantageous here. I reckon he's in this for a long way. The local debutante Revhead has jumped out soundly, probably goes forward from the inside draw. You just have to respect George Osborne horses here. Native Man, like Woz, thought jumped out quite well. Wide gate's been negated somewhat with scratchings, and changing tracks in for fourth is likely to settle back and be winding up late. Stepping back from seven furlongs may be cause for some concern. 4, 11, 10 and 6.
4, 11, 10 and 6, race 2. Race number 3. Over 1,887 metres, we can take out 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15 and 18. Villanucius is at even money. The Danny O'Brien trained galloper. This three-year-old filly was a nice third last start. Runaway Train, we spoke to Jamie Carr, trained by her fiancé Clayton Douglas, and was the track work partner of Barocca. It is at $2.90, and Marie de Lune is at $3.30. It's their $19 plus the remainder. So only three possible winning chances according to the market here, Warren. Is that how you see it?
I'm keen on Villain Kulos here, going back to listen how it was called. I think Matty Hill might have called
thank
that.
Thank you for helping me out with that.
Villain Kulos went around in last start, and look, I think she'll win. I thought the main dangers had been scratched, and I'm by default including some horses as trifecta and first four players, but she ran well on debut in a strong race behind Miss Guggenheim, and at least she handled the ground last start too. I think that's a positive at Ballarat, soft seven. On that occasion, Redwood Shadows got Derby aspirations for the Price and Kent Junior stable and won that race well. Villain Kulos was solid there. I thought some of the dangers might be coming either from Divine Rule or Lions 2 through the same form line. So I'm very keen here on Villain Kulos, 13 header. To Marie de Lune, who's had that one run this campaign and was okay in a modest race behind encumbrance. The step up in distance should suit. 5. Runaway Train. I haven't been that enamoured with the jump outs, but 1,800 metres on debut, certainly different to the short course jump outs, but the race does fall away, and there's some talent there, and one, it's trumps, but the ones that are well outside the market on the home track for George Osborne, I've put in as next best, but I probably wouldn't be playing with anything with him in the race. I'm just keen on 13 to win. 13-2-5-1.
13-2-5-1. Really confident push there from Warren. Do you concur, Harry?
I certainly do. I was already keen on Villain Kulos prior to scratchings. Now she looks very, very hard to beat. Was good last start when second up over the mile. She did have her chance, but stuck on well. That was on soft seven going. So same here. Up in trip should be advantageous. There's plenty of upside about her. I think she wins. Clayton Douglas first starter runaway sparked some interest. Yeah, it wasn't blown away, but now with the scratchings, Jamie Carr rides. It's her one ride for the day. Marie de Lune boxed on evenly first up over the mile. She looks to stand out for third, and I agree with Warren from there. Where do you go? It's trumps in for fourth because looks to be the best of the remaining runners. But very keen on the 13 as well ahead of 5, 2 and 1.
All right, 13 might be one of the bank builders of the day today at Kyneton on a tricky card. It's currently at even money in race number 3. Race number 4, the favourite here is Suguru at $2.60. We can take out 5, 11 and 13. Monumental Lady at $3.40 and Monsieur Macron's at $6. It's a firm favourite. It's got good form, but Dave Eustace has said that they've scratched what he thought was their best chance today. So, Harry, are you in the favourites camp?
Yeah, I am. I think, he won first up, was less than a length away in third last start at Ararat, gets through the ground, has upside. His issue is he's been laying in, but John Allen's a strong rider. He can get the best out of him. I think it's a winnable race to get back into the winner's circle. Monumental Ladies chasing 3 on the trot after a dominant win last start at track and trip on the heavy going in similar grades. So jumps up a couple of kilos from her efforts, but it's hard to knock that winning form, and she could definitely knock them off again. Monsieur Macron's coming off a last start win at Swan Hill. A couple of runs prior were just okay, but probably leads, so should get his chance if good enough. And Miss Medec was strong from the back to score over a similar trip at Benalla. Third place getter from there has come out and smashed rivals in maiden grade. I think she could measure up at a bit of a price. 6, 2, 1 and 10.
6, 2, 1 and 10. Who did you like in this race, Warren?
Yeah, not that confident, Michael, but I think Sugaroo was good, really strong, winning at 1,200 metres on debut, and I thought was solid again, up in maiden grade last start, only the benchmark 58 level, but I think staying in that grade and another rise in distance is positive. I think third start in the race and getting up progressively in distance suits. He's got a bit of strength about him. On with six ahead of two, Monumental Lady, who's flying, getting up in the weights, but the claim helps for Maddie Cartwright, who's been riding her so well in recent weeks. Pattern of the day might be a bit clearer by now. I'd be surprised if they're not edging off the inside and maybe horses making sweeping runs can come to the fore. That probably slightly disadvantages Monsieur Macron, who'd been going well without winning but one last start. At least he'll be giving a sight riding the speed, but query the very end of this trip. And four on a Vale, conversely, will be off the speed, and if they are swooping, might be making some good ground late. 6-2-1-4.
6-2-1-4 in race number four. Race number five is a benchmark 58 over 1479. In this race, take out 2, 8, and 12. Opaho Dreaming is the favourite at 280. Cyclone Tim $4. One for Rocky is at $6. High Done $8. There's been reasonably good money for the Mike Marone trained favourite here. Geordie Childs to ride $2.80. Would you be happy at that price, Warren?
I think that's about a fair price for Opaho Dreaming, who I thought was solid half at Mornington last start, benchmark 70 level there. There's been a couple of options for this horse in the last week or so, and a significant drop in grade here, and as emergency gains a start, and I'm not worried about middle outside draws by this stage of the day, and a heavy track winner. So that's all positives for Opaho Dreaming, so I'm thinking she'll be hard to beat. I've gone 13 ahead of 4, 1 for Rocky. Just flying for the Lenny Jereb stable. He's having a good run of it at the moment with his relatively small team, and one for Rocky's a bit of a banner horse and going well with consecutive wins. 5, Cyclone Tim. He broke through for a win 2 starts ago. He got all the favours on that occasion. He doesn't win out of turn, but he's very fit. He's consistent and he handles the conditions. And 1, High Done, will be fitter for one run back from a spell and steps up slightly in distance here, which is a positive. You go back deep enough into the form card, but 3 and a bit lengths behind Sierra Sue looks pretty good for a racer of this standard. As I said, fitter and up in distance suits. 13-4-5-1.
13-4-5-1. Are you with a favourite, Harry?
Yeah, carbon copy to Warren's numbers. I thought that Opaho Dreaming, that third behind Miss Polanski and Metronome last start, those horses would win this race easily. She was poor the start prior, but just seems to need the give in the ground. So we get that here. Back in grade, up 3 kilos. There's a bit of speed, so she can just posse up behind that. With even luck, looks very hard to beat. 1 for Rocky, in for second, chasing a hat-trick. The win prior, he beat Zorro's Dream, and that horse was only a length and a half off Husey at its last start. So that form line reads well. Cyclone Tim much prefers to place than win, and he can follow suit here. And High Done strips fit a second up and will appreciate the drop in grade and rise in trip. 13-4-5-1.
13-4-5-1 in race number five for Harry at Kyneton. 9 races today, so we'll take a break after the fifth and come back with the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Looking at today's Kyneton meeting, we're up to the first leg of the quaddie, race number 6, with Harry Watt and Warren Huntley finding us all the winners. This is a benchmark 64 over 2,856 metres. Take out 3, 15, 16, 17, 18 and 19. So It is the favourite at $4. Hello, my friend, at $6. And then we're down to Black Butt Velvet at $6. High Sierra also at $6. So open field here, Warren. How many this first leg of the quaddie do we need?
I think we need at least 4, Michael. I'm going to go with So It Is, and I think there's a chance of a pretty wide quaddie today. So I'm 4 or 5 through most of the legs. I think she's just a real genuine stayer, So It Is, and that placing out at 3,200 metres on the Kenzo track in Sydney says that. She gets up to this trip early in the campaign, but like the way she worked home last start, and just think she's got a little bit of upside relative to most of the opposition here. 1 for me ahead of 6. Hello, my friend, who's hard and fit deep into the campaign, just keeps whacking away at the one bat. High Sierra, there was a glimmer of hope of some improvement back to something like the best form last start, and I'm not worried about wider barrier draws, particularly over this distance range late in the day. And Black Butt Velvet's an interesting runner on trial this trip, as a few of them are, but again, probably one with potential to a bit of upside relative to some of the opposition. 1-6, 12-8.
1-6, 12-8 in the first leg of the quaddie for Warren. Harry, how do you see it?
I've got So It Is on top as well. Comes through a stronger race, closed off well into third. Does jump up 3.5 kilos from that run and gives weight to the field, but as a soft draw, can utilise that and be prominent in the run. On paper, her wet form doesn't read that well, but you dig a little deeper. She ran good in those races, just didn't place. High Sierra's got a wide draw. That's not the be-all, end-all over this sort of trip, as Warren outlined. She has a versatile running pattern. We'll slot in somewhere. She was good at Moe, just found one better, and doesn't mind getting her toe in, so a good steer from Froggy can get her right in the finish. Hello, my friend, and Compulsive finished second and third at Track and Trip last start on heavy eight going. Both look well-placed to fight out the Miners. Both go in the quaddie. 1-12, 6-5.
1-12, 6-5 from Harry. Race number 7 is a benchmark 64 over 1887. Take out 6, 8 and 11. Bet Red is the favourite at $3.70. Mainland at $4. Coin Collector $6.50 and Vitani at $6.50 as well. Do we get to trim down any of these legs today, Warren, or are we going reasonably wide?
Pretty wide right through, Michael. I thought Mainland just going very well for the Amy and Ashiagi stable, and that's indicative of how most of the runners for the stable are going. Been to Kyneton a couple of times recently for a good victory in maiden grade, measured up okay, benchmark 64 grade last start with the benefit of that run under the belt. You'd think nice and fit, although the Yagi stable get them fit basically to start their preparations, but hard and fit now on with Niner. Bit of 5 Bet Red, who'll probably be ahead of Mainland in the run. Patna today could be a query by now. Bet Red's running well, just needs to get that next win on the board. I thought 1 Coin Collector, interesting runner, down in class, up in distance, and perhaps a query on the ground, but has been placed on soft ground at Caulfield behind Royal Crown. So the ground's probably not the real query, just up to this trip pretty early in the preparation, but probably a touch of class on some of the opposition here. And 2 DeRosa could improve third up with the blinkers on. 9-5, 1-2.
9-5, 1-2. Harry?
I think there's value here in T-Train. He's just not run a poor race this prep. He's been much better lately than his finishing position suggests. They should go forward here. He loves a soft track. The horse is over the odds for mine. Bet Red in for second. He's been consistently placing. The hoofs on the till maps well. The price yard goes very well here. I've got plenty of time for Mainland. He won well at Track and Trip 2 back, albeit in maiden grade, but ran well again here in a similar profile of race, and he should be thereabouts again. Coin Collector didn't show much first up, but it was over an unsuitable trip in a stronger race. He's had a gap between runs, but class can take him a long way. I just think the 3 is over the odds. 3-5-9-1.
3-5-9-1, race number 8. Benchmark 58 over 1118. Take out 1-4-6-8-13. Deploys alone. It's one of the shorter price favourites of the day from the Saddler stable at $2.15. Evil Cry at $5.50. Are you with the short price favourite here, Harry?
Yeah, I am. Best bet of the day for me. Looks very hard to beat here. He hit the line strongly last start. Was narrowly beaten. He's been around the mark all prep. All on rain affected going. Looking at this field, he won't get a better chance to finally be first past the post and beat Evil Cry. Ran well last start, considering he knuckled on jumping away. Wide draw, he can go back or forward, handles the wet. It's been racing well in stronger races. Gorakhan Express just continues to race well since stringing 3 wins together earlier on in the prep. And Madam Etak sparks my interest. Resumes without a jump out that I could reference, but goes in the quaddie as a knockout hope at odds. Was ran well first up last preparation. But keen on the 5 ahead of 2, 3 and 7.
All right, 5 could be a good thing according to Harry. Are you on the favourite here, Warren?
Tipping Deploys Alone wants some insurance in this leg of the quaddie, but I think that draw, Quake knew it's got a good association with the horse, and the runs recently have been good enough to be the one to beat. I'm going to go with 5 ahead of 3 Gorokin Express. Ben Brisbane stable's flying at the moment. Gorokin Express has been flying that flag well, handles rain-affected ground, probably rolls forward from that wider barrier draw. Just wonder if there might be a bit of vulnerability late, depending on the way the track's playing. I think at odds, Kissy Me comes into calculations on rain-affected ground, and 2 Evil Cries. Consistent, worked home okay in a benchmark 64 last start. Gets that little drop in grade here. 5-3, 10-2.
5-3, 10-2. And the last of 9 is run at 4:35 this afternoon. A benchmark 58 over 1,218. We can take out 9, 13, 16 and 17. Augmentation won very nicely on debut for Adam McCabe. former jockey training now at 420. Heavenly Body, 460. Toolbar at 650. Harry, bring us home with a winner.
I'm with Archer Peter Beach. Drops way back in grade after an average effort at Flemington, but the stable obviously think highly of her. She won on debut on heavy going at Geelong, then went straight to the showdown. Wasn't disgraced. In this sort of race, I expect her to prove very competitive because maybe there's a class edge. Augmentation was a good winner on debut at Kilmore after leading. Looks to have plenty of upside. Nice draw to roll forward again. With ease, 2 kilos off with Alex Bryan riding, as Warren has outlined. You just need to watch the racing pattern by this point of the day. Heavenly Bodied was a second up winner last prep. Second place getter there subsequently won its next start and won again yesterday at Echuca. He has upside. The Swanky Cat has to go in the quarter. He drops back in grade, ran a good second two back. Looks a good hope at a nice enough price. 11, 5, 7 and 4.
11, 5, 7 and 4. Who are you with in the last, Warren?
With Swanky Cat each way. I've just been waiting for him to get back onto to rain-affected ground. He had a tough run last start in a stronger race at Geelong. Harry just referenced the run 2 starts back, which was a good performance. And he's just much better on rain-affected ground. I don't mind a bit of time to get over that most recent run and back slightly in distance here. I'm with him each way, 4. It's a wide race for me. I thought Toolbar jumped out really nicely for the George Osborne stable. He generally trains a winner or two on his home track. Heavenly Bodied was good first up, will be fitter. And at big odds in, there's already been money for Mary's Pride, another one on George Osborne. She's effective second up. She did enough first up, and she goes in, but it's a really wide body. I'm including Augmentation as the last start winner who might have some upside in the last leg as well. On 4 each way, out of 3, 7 and 10.
All right then, Warren, where do we go for our best and play of the day today?
Villain Kulos, the best for me. Michael, race 3, number 13. Swanky Cat each way. Value for me, race 9, number 4. Quaddy 1, 6, 8 and 12 in the first leg. 1, 2, 5 and 9 in the second. Third leg numbers 2, 3, 5 and 10. Home with numbers 3, 4, 5, 7 and 10. I'm going to have an all-up as my play of the day. Winbet, race 3, number 13, Villain Kulos, into race 9, number 4, Swanky Cat each way.
Sounds good, Warren. Good luck, good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.
And Harry, where's your best and play?
Best, race 8, number 5, Deploys Alone. Value in race 7, number 3, T-Train. Quaddy, 1, 5, 6, 12 in the first leg. Second leg, 1, 3, 5 and 9. Third leg, 2, 3, 5 and 7. And the last leg, 4, 5, 7 and 11. Play of the day, all up, race 3, number 13. Villain Kulos into race 4, number 6, which is Sigaru.
Love your work, Harry. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, if you missed any of Harry or Warren's selections, don't forget you can jump on rsn.net.au. All the selections will be posted online, as will all of the interviews we have done today. If you want to hear Jamie Carr, Rachel King, Michael Walker, we also spoke to